OK， 我们来看一下这道题。他问我们说 ，Some people prefer to watch news every day. Others prefer to watch news once in a while. Which one do you prefer? And explain your answer in details. 那么，两个选项。第一个选项就是说，有些人呢喜欢每天都去看看新闻，而有些人呢可能一段时间才会看一看新闻。你会选择哪一种？给你解释一下为什么。那么这道题两个选项，我觉得可以用这么几个段子来进行回答。首先第一个，跟 internet 相关的，或者说跟这个只要跟电子产品相关的 cell phone internet computer， 其实都可以用十个口语素材中间 unit 10第十个来进行回答。其次呢，就是你看我是每天都选择去看这个报纸或者说看新闻，还是呢一段时间看一次，取决于什么呢？取决于我对于看新闻这个事情是怎么看的。如果说有些人把看新闻当作是一种非常好的放松的方式的话，事实上我觉得答起来应该非常的简单。其次呢，就是了解每天都去了解新闻，其实上是给我提供了更多可以跟我朋友沟通过程中间的一些谈资和话题，对不对？也是一种非常好的 make friends 的方式。Alright， 所以呢，我觉得可能这道题用 Unit 1啊，十个口语素材中的第一个 relax and make friends 的两个段其实可以解决。那么当然了，就是取决于什么呢？就是每天看还是这个一段时间才看一次，也取决于我们现在获取新闻、获取信息的渠道和方式，对不对？你像我们以前要读报的话，你要去报亭去买，或者说你要送到家里面。我们现在，你看年轻人应该很少会说，我每天去在一个固定的地方，或者说在非常顺手的这个报亭里边去买一张报纸，对吧？买一份报纸去看。因为我们现在，对吧 ？The way we get news or the way we get information has been changed. We will use our portable devices like our cell phone, our iPad. Whenever we can get access to the internet, then we can know things that are happening right now all over the world or things that happened. 就是说这个 the international news or the domestic news, whatever we want to know, we can know from our cell phone.对不对？因为现在都会有一些这个跟新闻相关的一些软件啊，一些应用程序 applications， 比如说 NPR News， 比如说 BBC News， 对吧？你随便说一个就可以。所以如果说要这样去说的话，就说用 convenient 那个段其实也可以。The only thing I need to do， 就我想要去强调某个事情非常方便的话，我前言其方便，这个句型其实很简单。我需要做的唯一的事情就是，那么我需要的信息就可以出现在什么什么地方，或者说我就可以得到我想要的结果。比如说 convenient 段子有这么两种变体啊，这么好几种变体。当然，第一种变体的是强调cell phone 或者说 internet 给我们沟通带来的极大的便捷性。比如说，我是选择一个在远的地方工作。远的地方工作的这样一份这个职业，那么我想我的家人和父母的时候，我需要做的唯一的一件事情就是拨打他们的号码，并且给他们去拨一个视频电话。那么我会不仅仅可以听到他们的声音，而且同时可以看到他们的笑脸，对不对？非常的方便，非常的简洁。Well, the only thing I need to do whenever I miss my parents or friends is to give them a FaceTime call or to make a video call on my WeChat andI can see their smiling faces as well as hearing their voices within seconds, which is really convenient as well as time saving. 那么如果说我要强调获取电脑或网络帮助我获取信息的这个便捷性的话，我可以说 Well, the only thing I need to do whenever I want to search for some information is to put the keywords of my problem into the search engine like Google, and the information I need will just appear on the screen within seconds, which is really convenient as well as time saving. 那么这道题的话就是跟这个 news 相关的the way we get news has been changed because whenever I want to know something that is happening right now or whenever I want to read some news, the only thing I need to do is to take my phone and then open the application, news application in my cell phone and I then know I can browse whatever information there is on my cell phone, which is really convenient as well as time saving.那么当然我觉得其实这道题用 relax make friends 也是直接可以搞定的 OK 所以我是选择 watch news every day 还是选择 watch news once in a while 其实我觉得选择 A 选项也非常好说然后呢所以我建议可以选择 A 选项那么来试着可以来答一下 Well personally speaking I'll definitely choose to watch news every day becauseFor me, I think watching news can be a very convenient and efficient way for me to reduce my stress. You know, as a student, I'm very busy with my studies. And whenever I feel exhausted after all day study and tired of learning my major subjects, watching news on my cell phone can be a really good way for me to reduce my stress. And secondly, I believe a lot of friends can be made by watching news every day, since I can have a lot of different topics to talk with my friends. you know, I can meet different people with different ideas. And last week, I communicated about some international news with my friends. We discussed our different opinions and discovered that we shared some of the same interests over some very important issues. And we had a lot of fun. So those are the reasons why I prefer to watch news every day. Okay?